Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is old man time has moved the clock forward to 2017. You ever think you'd make it to this year? How many of you thought you would not make it to 2017? Well, don't call me on that. Many people have those fears, but they're rational in some regard, but this is the Savage Nation, and we're here despite all the obstacles, despite all the impediments, despite all the enemies of the Savage Nation. Here we are in the year 2017. The phone number is 855-407-2822. Now, in the past, I had some segments that I dropped over the years. One of the most popular was the Hollywood Idiot of the Day. And since we have many Hollywood idiots today, number one being Bruce Springsteen, the great guitarist from the garages of New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen, the great American fraud, hates Donald Trump. He questions whether Trump is competent to be president. This is from a guitarist. A guitarist is questioning whether Donald Trump, who went to Wharton, got an MBA to start with, and is a billionaire with buildings all over the world. This moron with a guitar is asking whether Donald... So before we go on and on about him, let us begin with your invitation again. The phone number is 855-407-2822. We have many other stories today. If you'd like to be the first up for 2017, you're going to have to call that number. We have open lines because I cannot believe how many people are still on vacation. It's like a gigantic socialist state, corporations on vacation, talk show hosts, another week of vacation. The world is still spinning on its axis. Everyone I know is at work. I don't know anyone who's on vacation except people in academia, government, and corporations. I'm here. Are you there? I'm here. Are you there? I just got this in a minute ago, so I may as well read it to you. Michael Savage, congratulations on a full 3 years at a commanding number one in the streaming ratings universe. You still won in your number one. That's from TalkStream Live. Michael Savage, number one streaming show in talk radio in the country at 21.2 share. Rush Limbaugh, 17.1. Laura Ingraham, 9.7. And then the others fall below 10 shares. So you say, oh, what's the big deal? It's no big deal. Nothing's a big deal to anyone in the world anyway. Nothing matters. Nothing moves anybody. Nothing matters to anybody. Oh, ho-hum. Ho-hum, I heard this. I heard that. Everyone's bored. Everyone wants the next guy to, like, send electric shock through their brain. We have many things to talk about. But number one, I want to kick the year off with the old segment, the Hollywood Idiots of the Day. But before we do that, I may as well give you another story of my own. Look, if I'm not for myself, who will be? You or my competitors in the industry who are jealous of me? If I'm not for myself, who will be? If I'm only for myself, who am I? So I'm gonna tell you again, I'm number one in streaming in the United States of America 3 years in a row. No matter what you read, numbers don't lie. That's number one. Number two, I have to do this today. My publisher begged me to hold it off for a few days or a week, but I know it's gonna be stolen unless I do it. And the reason I have to read this to you right now, beginning of the show for 2017, on all of my stations, KSFO San Francisco, WABC in New York, KLIF in Dallas, KKOH in Reno, and so many other great stations, WFTL in Florida, WBOB in Jacksonville. Those are just a few of the great stations that I am on. I want you to all hear this because I made a mistake yesterday. I sent out the title of my new book to some big people in the media. I was immediately warned that the title would be stolen before the end of the day. Thus far, apparently the people who would steal it are still on vacation, and they haven't stolen it, but I'm getting it on record. This book is coming out late February or the first week of March, and you're ready for the title because you'll never forget it. Unfortunately, there's no link to anywhere. You can't even buy it, but I know you're going to want it immediately. Are you ready? Roll the drums. Well, imagine drums rolling. Because with the roll of the drums, you're not going to believe the title of my book. I need the drum roll. I should have told Robert an hour ago, but I look. Well, I would do it. There it is. Roll of the drums. Take a guess what my new book about Trump is going to be. Don't guess, because I'm going to tell you in exactly, well, within a minute or two. You know, the minute you hear it, you're going to say, damn it, why didn't I think of that? All of the would-bes in talk radio, all the wannabes are going to say, how did he do it again? He's going to have another bestseller. Darn it, why didn't I think of the title? Trump's War. How's that? Trump's War. The Battle for America by Michael Savage. Trump's War. Trump's War. Never forget the title. You heard it first from Michael Savage. Trump's War. His battle for America. The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What will the new president do? The godfather of Trumpomania, Michael Savage, examines the initial appointments, speeches, tweets, and history of Donald Trump and offers his insights and analysis. The man many consider to be the determining factor in driving Trump over the finish line by motivating millions of undecideds and the deplorables who would have otherwise set out the election, provides a crucial first look at the early direction of the Trump presidency. While most in the chattering classes around the world dismissed Trump's campaign, conservative radio icon Dr. Michael Savage championed Trump's platform and helped him galvanize the support of disaffected middle Americans left behind by the globalist central planners in their distant capital. Savage's army of listeners on the Savage Nation was instrumental in electing Donald Trump to take the fight to Washington, but electoral victory was only the beginning. Trump now has an even bigger challenge in delivering on the promises he made to millions of American voters. You see, he faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties, who stand to lose trillions if Trump's America First policies become the law of the land. Not only will Trump have to overcome progressive ideologues and neoconservative ventriloquists. I love that phrase. I coined it on Friday. Do you know any neoconservative ventriloquists? I know a lot of them. Connected corporate interests and a military-industrial complex bent on permanent war. He will also have to fight progressive beliefs even he and his otherwise conservative appointees have unwittingly accepted. You heard me. Dr. Michael Savage has been on the front line of this fight for decades. He lays out a path to victory for the new conservative American revolutionaries in Trump's war. The vast army of Trump voters must now galvanize around their ideals and make sure their voices are heard in Congress in the months ahead. By displaying Trump's war, this book can do an awful lot, whether you show it at work or at social gatherings. You, the reader, will make a bold statement about the most important war America faces, Trump's war, coming late February or in the first week of March, not from anyone else, but from me. So if someone steals the title between now and then, you'll know where you heard it first. Okay? And now, my friends, on to the business of the day. And the business is, of course, the roll of the drums on the Hollywood Idiot of the Day.
And now, the Savage Nation Hollywood Idiot of the Day.
Well, who is it, Robert? Come on, we don't roll it. We go right to it.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
Hold on. We got mixed signals. They don't know. We call idiot, not idiots.
I've felt disgust before, but never.
Stop. Just stop. Let's start again. The whole thing I've blown. We'll start 2017 all over again. We're going to play the Hollywood Idiot of the Day roll of the drum thing. Then we're going to go right to the moron, the man who knows nothing except how to tweak a guitar, Bruce Dumbstein on the Savage Nation.
And now, the Savage Nation Hollywood Idiot of the Day.
I felt disgust before, but never the kind of fear that you feel now. And it's simply the fear of, is someone simply competent enough to do this particular job? No, forget about where they are ideologically. Do they simply have the pure competence
to
be put in the position of such, you know, in responsibility?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the genius. Why do you go to this guy's concerts, this moron? Who would go to a concert by this jerk? I never saw anything in this Schmendrick. Then you got the putz who plays with him with bandana on his head, who was on The Sopranos. Another genius. Why do you pay attention to idiots who play guitar? He's asking if Donald Trump is competent to be president. You hear this? Look at what's coming from. A real social justice warrior. Another one. Does he pay taxes? I don't know. I understand the, like all of them, they have some kind of triple Dutch, triple Irish. I don't know if he pays. I'm sure he does. I know he's a loyal American. Here's an idea, Mr. Springsteen. Why don't you take in 4 or 5 Syrian refugees into your house to show us what a good progressive you really are? Or better yet, go take in a homeless person into your mansion in New Jersey. Go back to the garage you came from. Can you imagine this? All right, that wasn't enough for you. So let's hit him again. We're waking you up. It's 2017. Now you have celebrities calling on Congress to stand up to Trump. Now, these are celebrities you never heard of, but they're called celebrities. These are former hosts on television shows, failed sitcom actors, actors who haven't been in anything in several years, and they oppose, they want Congress to stand up to Trump. Who's on this list? Let's see, Sally Field, honestly don't know her. Former The View host Rosie Perez, never heard of her. Westworld's Jeffrey Wright, never heard of him. Boardwalk Empire actor Steve Buscemi, that's it, he's on my debt. He's on my no-buy list. I will never watch anything he's in again. I actually like the guy, because he's goofy looking. I like Steve Buscemi because he looks like a freak. He has a face of a guy in the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey back circus freak show when I was a kid, so I was attracted to his face. But now he's on the no-buy list. Now, so if I flip by a show where Steve Buscemi is in, I go right by it. I don't click on Comcast. They get no credit. Hey, by the way, let's make up a list of all the people who showed themselves to be racist goons during the run-up to the Trump election. Do you remember how many of them came out of the closet? People that you used to watch and think that they were fair-minded? I know a few of them. And now when I see their faces, I scan right by them. Robert De Niro, never. No reruns, no Raging Bull, no Godfather. I go right by the movie now. Oh, he turned, the big tough guy from Sullivan Street suddenly loves Donald Trump after saying he's going to punch him in the nose. He's a this, he's a that, da 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 da. He thought he was in a movie before Trump won. Then Trump won, he started kissing his behind, hoping he'd get invited into something. Unbelievable. What frauds these people are. Why do they play? Well, okay, it's too early in the year. Too early in the year for me to get excited. So this group of idiots, Hollywood idiots, call on Congress to stand up to Trump. We'll play it, I guess, when we come back. I think we should go back to Bruce Dumstein in clip 5, just so you hear what a guitar player who knows nothing has to say about a man who knows everything in clip 5.
When you let that genie out of the bottle, bigotry, racism, the intolerance, they don't go back in the bottle that easily, if they go back in at all. You know, whether it's a rise in hate crimes, people feeling they have license to speak and behave in ways that previously...
Wait, listen to this. Listen to this schmuck guitarist. People feeling that they have a license to speak and behave in ways that previously were considered un-American and are un-American. What, to speak out against filth like you? To speak out against a flooding of bums from the third world who come here and suck the welfare system dry? Who are you fooling, you dummy, you? So this is a man who knows nothing, protected by a bubble of accountants, lawyers, agents, and sycophants of all kinds, and adoring idiotic fans who fears a Trump presidency. Well, you know what, Bruce? That's called phobia. I would have thought a tough guy like you wouldn't have any phobias, Bruce, but you have Trumpophobia. It's a phrase I created just for you. Hey, that's a good one, Robert. Let's say Bruce Springsteen has a mental illness, in my opinion, called Trumpophobia. Or you can cut it down to Trumpphobia. Because someone argued with me about Salon Magazine saying the talk radio godfather of Trumpomania. We had a long discussion yesterday saying the phrase is incorrect. It's not Trumpomania. It should be Trumpmania. Well, I said, wait a minute. It's like Tulipomania. In the old days in Holland, there was a thing called Tulipomania, which you'll have to look up. There wasn't actually Tulipo. It was Tulipmania. But they made it into Lipomania. So it's like Trumpmania. It's become Trumpomania, but it could be Trumpmania. It's the same thing with Bruce Springsteen, apparently evidencing Trumpphobia. Now, we could say Trumpophobia. I would just say Trumpphobia. That's a new phrase Michael Savage created just for you today on the Savage Nation. When I come back, we'll play the celebrity idiots of the day expressing their Trumpphobia on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Well, there's good news, too, because of Trump's opposition, the slime balls in the Republican Party, along with Democrats who were trying to gut the ethics office, they backed off. Did you see that story? That's a huge story. House Republicans, the same slimy creatures who created the swamp in the first place, tried to weaken the independent Office of Congressional Ethics that investigates lawmakers' alleged misconduct. They did that in the middle of the night. Trump opposed it. They did it behind closed doors Monday night. Do you hear this? Do you have any idea what a slimy bunch the Republicans are? They wanted to steal more money. And even some Republicans opposed it. Who wrote this amendment? Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. He should be fired. The corruption in Washington's never been higher. After years of a rhino Congress, then a Democrat rhino Congress, and then Obama, Republicans said they wanted to drain the swamp, but the night before the new Congress even began, the House GOP tried to eliminate the only independent ethics oversight of their actions. Even Nancy Pelosi opposed it. Can you believe it? And Trump said, no, you're not going to do it. So these slime balls like Goodlatte withdrew it. So that's good news. Ford to build in America. Ford to cancel Mexico expansion. In other words, Trump is already having a very positive effect on the country. And yet stoners who can play guitars and wear bandanas on their brains have phobia, Trumpophobia, as do a slew of other television marionettes who we call Hollywood idiots of the day. Well, we're off to a good start. The phone number is 855-407-282. We'll talk about the neocon ventriloquists when I come back and why the alpha male is dead on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-282.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
And now, the Savage Nation Hollywood Idiot of the Day.
Well, we already have one. That would be Bruce Thingstein. Who has phobia, Trump phobia. He fears a Trump presidency. And throws out the standard line, racism, bigotry, intolerance, and hate crimes. And none of this exists, of course. It exists only in their mind because they're full of it. They're full of racism, in my opinion. All of these people who express this are showing the dark shadows of their own soul. Fundamentally, they're all racists. They're all bigots. They're all intolerant towards real Americans. But there's a whole slew now of others who put out a soundbite called Art Not War. Let's listen to these Hollywood idiots of the day.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
I'm mad.
Flabbergasted.
Furious.
Concerned for my children.
I'm worried for everyone.
The majority of Americans, regardless of who they voted for,
did not vote for racism,
for sexism, or for xenophobia. And yet Donald Trump won.
And since he won,
hate crimes are rising.
Women have been attacked in his name.
People of color attacked in his name.
You represent us in Congress.
You are our last line of defense.
So here's what we ask of our elected officials.
No, here's what we demand.
To the extent that Trump pursues racist,
sexist, anti-immigrant,
anti-worker, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic,
anti-environmental policies,
we demand that you vigorously oppose him.
demand that you block demand. Nominees who threaten the rights.
I demand
the
no one go to any of your movies anymore.
Community, people of color, immigrants, and the poor.
And we want you to know that we are with you.
Why don't you all move to Germany?
That stuff. We won't remain silent.
We won't remain silent.
God, don't remain silent.
We'll work harder to mobilize.
I really care. Okay. There's the Hollywood Idiots of the year. Right off the bat. You won't remain silent? Well, we won't go to your movies. We're putting you on the no-go list. We're going to get your names out there. Everyone who recorded on here, we're never going to end. Now, first of you, most of you don't work anymore. Your former hosts, your former actors. I'm shocked that a freak show like Steve Buscemi would lend his name to this group of losers, these outcasts. I kind of liked his acting. I liked him in The Sopranos. I liked him in Boardwalk Empire. Over. Anywhere I see him now, I go right past it. I flip through. Can you remember the campaign, who came out of the closet as bigots and racists during the campaign? Because I remember some of them. I will not watch anything they are in anymore. And some of them were very talented. I will not stop on any channel I see them in. Why don't you think back? Who showed themselves to be unworthy of your attendance during the campaign? I don't know if you'll call on that. But anyway, whatever. How about my idea for the book, Trump's War, His Battle for America? Do you agree with me that he has a war on his hands? The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What do you think he will actually be able to do? You know, he's got a big job ahead of him. Who is he going to have to fight in order to get his agenda through? For one, he has to fight the Republican Party itself. The rhinos are standing in the way of everything he's trying to do. As the ethics thing last night, it shows you what they try to do. Trump faces relentless opposition from special interest in both parties and also from conservatives, meaning neoconservative ventriloquists, the progressive ideologues, the corporate interests, the military-industrial complex. He has to fight all of them. And that's why I wrote this book, in order to set his administration on the proper course. You'll say, well, why do you think he's going to read it? Why? I can guarantee you this book will be taken very seriously by those around him, because they know that it's the people who put him in power who are going to read this book, and they're going to lobby to make sure that he does build a wall, he does lower taxes, he does tariff China, he does deport illegal aliens, especially the prisoners. He guts Obamacare. He protects our guns. He rebuilds the military. He gets the progressive agenda out of schools. He supports religion. And he's got to do it with your help. You've got to lobby for it. Or he'll be a one-term lame duck president before he even begins. See, look, the fact of the matter is, if he goes back on all of his campaign promises, he's going to be a lame duck before he even starts. And we all wish him the best of luck, because I know that he's very conservative. I can see by what he's done already. But he's being pulled to the left. You get it? Scott, line 3, where are you calling from, Scott? Welcome to the program.
Dr. Savage, Trump's War. Oh, my gosh. You blew me away with that title. I didn't know what to expect. 2017 is going to be a banner year for Savage Nation. I mean, we are united. You are one of our generals. We got the top general in Donald J. Trump. You know, Dr. Savage, I have been listening to you for probably about 5 years. You've never disappointed me. From day one to now, you have been a staunch supporter of conservatism. You've been a staunch supporter of America. There's nothing more American than Savage Nation. And I'm just excited about Trump's war. I mean, I feel like the inauguration...
You know, Scott, I wish I had a copy to give you, but we don't even have a cover yet. But I will send you Scorched Earth, just as a token of my appreciation for your loyal support and your great words right now. Stay in the line for Scorched Earth. 855-497-2282 is the phone number. I don't have any specific question for you today. Look, it's the first day back. I was on Friday. But I'm shocked to find out most people are still on vacation in government, academia, corporate world, and not even back yet. Even some hosts are still on vacation. How could they not be back today for you? The average, listen to me, the deplorables who elected Trump, you're back to work, aren't you? Here, you're at work. You're not on another week in Acapulco, or you wouldn't go there anyway. You wind up headless underneath a bridge. Who goes to Mexico on vacation anymore? Even the Mexicans are fleeing the country. Where would you be if you could be on vacation? I don't even want to talk about it. It's raining and down here like crazy in San Francisco. You know, I'd almost rather talk about the Chinese feast I had New Year's Day with a Chinese neighbor. I did it for two reasons. See, the Chinese people believe in feasting on New Year's Day. Oh, is that restaurant packed? I have a neighbor who's Chinese, Taiwanese, by the way. He happens to be a car collector. I mentioned his name, but I don't want to embarrass him. He may have liberals in his family. But he's a great guy, Michael, and he's been telling me about this restaurant in San Francisco. Now, I go to one up on Geary Street. He told me this is 10 times better. I said, it can't be better. Nobody has better green sauce than them. See, here's the blessings of San Francisco. We have the best Chinese food in the world. It's better than China because the ingredients are safer and fresher, by the way. And if I know how to go in there and do, like, you know, the no wooey looey gooey stuff, because wherever I go, I tell them the same thing, no sugar, no oil, no cornstarch. And this place, they're trained, the one I go to for 20 years. So he took me to a new place. This guy threw money around like I thought I was in Las Vegas. This is in a Chinese restaurant. I haven't seen anything like this since, like, Mulberry Street. This guy peeled off money like he was in, let's say, a different line of work. He does have Ferraris. He does have all sorts of cars. He's a real estate investor. Great guy. He walks in this Chinese restaurant. There's like a mob in the door, right? I love to walk through the mob. I got to tell you. You don't? No, you want to stand there like the schmucks in the pushed out in the street? Well, I don't. He made the res, got there by Uber because we were going to drink heavily, which I didn't do. And even though they had the private room waiting for him in a packed restaurant, there's a little, you know, it's like in the neighborhood area. It's not like white tablecloth fancy. You know, a little nicer than the dumps I go to in some regard. So he throws a 20 at the door girl, then another 20, the first guy says hello in the suit. Another 20 at the first wait. I just was peeling him off. I said, what, are we in Vegas? He said, in Vegas, it would be hundreds, not 20s. Just shows you what I know. I don't go to Vegas, and I don't throw out 20s like that. Nevertheless, private room, food comes out like food I've never eaten. I should post the pictures on my website or Facebook. That's how I kicked the year off. What did I have to drink? I know you're interested. I had my own thing on a cold night. I pour vodka into tea. I make a tea vodka. It's better than any wine. I never get a hangover from it. It's like okay, you heard of Irish coffee, right? I call this Chinese tea. No, Irish tea. Yeah, that'd be Russian tea, actually. Because I don't put Irish whiskey in the coffee. That'll be Irish coffee. I will call this a Russian tea, where you put vodka in tea. It's actually a great mixture. And that's it. I'd rather talk about food. The prawns were 4 times the size of... You get shrimp, most of you, right? It's sewer shrimp. Most of you don't know that your shrimp is sewer shrimp. Especially the little ones. Oh, forget about it. Grown in like muck. You take your life in your hands, like hepatitis C from eating shrimp like that. These things look like they were swimming in a tank 2 minutes before. Feelers, legs, heads, tails, like mini crabs. I felt bad eating the duck, I'll be honest with you, because I used to color in Donald and Daisy Duck comic books as a kid. I ate it anyway. But I ate the skin this time. Because I've been reading more and more about fats, and I've always known duck is an omega-6 rich food. And although you say high cholesterol, doesn't matter. The cholesterol's a myth. The whole cholesterol myth has to come to an end in this year. So that you stop taking those dangerous anti-cholesterol drugs. They're killing most of America. Most of the world. They're deadly. Just deadly what it does to a human body. Poisons your liver. That's all. See, now we're getting the call. Because once I go to food, now you get the diehards calling about politics. They want me to stop talking about food. Why should I stop talking about food when it's the most essential part of our life? I'll give you an example. You say, some of you say sex is more important than food. I would argue to the opposite. Because let's say you're a sex maniac. How many orgasms can you have a day? Think about that. You're limited. But food you could eat 3-4 times a day or more. With snacks 6 times a day. So it's more important. I hate to use the word, but food trumps sex in that regard. It's actually true. Food is more important than sex when you actually think about it. But people don't realize that. They're obsessed with sex because it's such a strong drive. I'm not denying that. It's a very powerful drive. And I think it's more powerful in men. I was actually thinking about that last night. Women have a capacity. I don't know if I even want to talk about this. They'll take it in the wrong way. Women have a capacity to do without sex. They can take it, put it out of their minds for months at a time. Even if they want to be with a guy, they have a way of closing it off, locking it up, and throwing the key away. They could just turn it off and forget about it. Men can't do that. Men are like minks in heat all the time, constantly scurrying around. It's all they think about. From cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave, that's all a man thinks about. Most men, they can't control that. It's in their head. I don't know if it's a DNA thing or it's a product of the society we live in, the movies constantly pushing it or whatever. But women have a capacity to just, you know what I'm saying? Now what? I'm warming the audience up for the new year. I'm giving you food. I'm giving you sex. I've yet to talk about drugs and rock and roll. Well, we did rock and roll. So we did food set. Wait, we did food. We did sex. We did rock and roll. The only thing I haven't talked about yet is drugs. I'll get to that tomorrow. It's going to be a great 2017 for me. New book. Still working on the God book. You know, I have 17,000 words of the God book. I don't stop. It comes to me in the middle of the night. You know the clearest time to write? I got to get there. Play music, Robert. I got to get something I wrote yesterday. It's two steps away. Just play the syncopated clock, anything like that, so they don't go away. Don't worry, the real boss is back. I don't play a guitar. I play my brain. Now, people say you're a very prolific writer. Well, okay, if you actually saw what I've written that I haven't published, you realize this has been going on a long time. I learned a long time ago to channel what's in my brain onto the written page. It's a training. I can teach you about it another time for those of you who want to be a writer. There are many ways to do this. You can dictate what you're thinking, which is just the greatest thing in the world, is my iPad. That is the greatest revelation and change in my whole life in terms of productivity. I hit record, I get some ideas, I record 1, 2, 3 minutes, and then I stop and then I email it to someone who types it for me. Can you believe this? I've never had anything like this. I mean, it's a good thing I didn't have it years ago. I would have even more manuscripts unpublished. So, it's been well known amongst writers that just when you wake up, before you get out of bed, like when your mind is sort of in a quasi-conscious state, you sometimes get insights in that relaxed state that you don't get during your conscious day. That little quiet time, that's the best time to write down or to record what you're thinking if you're writing a book or you want to write a book. I mean, even to record your ideas at that time for your own sake, meaning for journalistic sake, meaning your own journal, will help you tap into your subconscious. Many of you are afraid of it. You know, people have criticized me many years ago. They're all dead now. They said to me, you're the only one I know who has a total channel between your subconscious and your conscious. And you're not crazy. How do you do it? Well, you got to learn to live with your inner self and not fear it. Whatever the goblin is down there, it's only imaginary anyway. So what are you worried about? You may as well tap into the real parts of you that you're afraid of. You know, you'll eat less. You'll obsess less. You'll use less drugs. Your ankles will be less swollen. Your mustache will grow. So when I come back, I'm going to read some of the stuff that I wrote. 2 pages about God. So what do you say? God spoke to me? See, some people think that inner voice is God. All right, that's their view. Now, Jimmy Carter used to believe that God spoke to him. That's from drinking the strychnine and biting the snake. But I don't drink strychnine, and I don't bite snakes or wave them over my head. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3 is Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Well, if you can believe it, we got through almost an hour. We have another big hour coming, and I got to tell you, the call is the one I'm going to go for. Listen to this. Guy's calling. He said he went without sex for years. He doesn't want it. Another one says girlfriend shuts him down all the time. Another one says media ignoring scorched earth is prophetic. Another one says wife bedridden because of cholesterol drugs. Another one says Kerry has destroyed Israel. See, this is what I love about the show is we're going to get to the caller. So if you heard your call up there, stay. You're going to get it up on the next hour. We're going to get to you. I got other stories. It's not like I don't have them. The lineup here, like a railroad car. Celebs call on Congress to stand up to Trump. Columbia University students support female genital mutilation. You hear how stupid they become? Chilies could help beat cancer as research finds capsaicin destroys disease cells. I love that story. I'm a big hot sauce eater. And I'm going to tell you how the spicy ingredient causes cancer cells to self-destruct. Of course, not in vitro. I mean, in vitro, not in vivo. But I still know that capsaicin is important for you to eat.
Listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Kind of an open studio, what I have. You think I'm in a radio station with headphones, with heavy glass, surrounded by people running around with pads? I work in home studios most of the time. And the studio I prefer the most is a house that's open. The kitchen is right next to the microphone, the toilet's down the hall, the bed's around the corner, the library is behind me, all my manuscripts are here. You know what I did in that break of 6 minutes? I cooked lunch. I was going to send my assistant out to a Chinese restaurant and eat this sewer shrimp because they're a little bigger sewer shrimp, but I like him the way he does it. But he's closed for the new year. I knew he was closing. So you know what I did instead? I cooked hamburger meat with onions, tomatoes, a lot of paprika. It's still cooking right now. I did this during the break. So it's an open studio. What do you want me to do? Like make believe I'm a radio disc jockey? That I work in some tower somewhere? I could. I mean, go to any one of 200 stations or 250. I enjoy that when I go. But right now, the truth is my food's cooking as I speak. You have to turn the fire down, the heat down on it. What do you have? I mean, this is it. This is a more natural show you're going to have now. Nothing's hidden. Well, not nothing. I'd be crazy to tell you everything. But I said most of the stuff is open. Open book. And that's the end of it. That's the new, I'm turning over a new leaf for 2017. When you see these moron celebrities calling on Congress to stand up to Trump, or a has-been guitarist from New Jersey, I never liked him. I never bought his act. Millions of people made him very rich, but he still hates America, in my estimation, by hating Donald Trump. He was elected by America, Brucey boy, the boss. Where do you get the name the boss? The boss of what? The boss of a Fender guitar? The boss of Satriali's meat market? The Schmendrick. How self-important can you be? So he says he doubts that he's got competence to perform his presidential duties. You hear this? And he goes on a podcast no one ever heard of. The 67-year-old man, a band leader, said he fears Trump. That would be called Trump phobia. And I'll tell you, all phobias have to be examined by a psychiatrist. I would say that the reason that the entertainers fear Trump is because inside they know he's right. So they have a fear of their own inner self, the thing that they've suppressed in order to get along in the music and entertainment industry. You have to all go along with the act. You know, that's all. But that's not what you want to talk about. I talk about sex. Everyone's calling on that now. And that is the fact that women can shut it down, turn it off, and just put it out of their minds. Men can't. Men are obsessed day and night, from cradle to grave. They try not to. But most men who are not suffering from a let us say lethal illness are thinking about sex almost all the time. In the middle of a meeting, you'd be surprised. A subway, a bus, They're controlling it. Okay, let's take some calls on sex, drugs, sex, and rock and roll on the Savage Nation for 2017. Mike on WABC Line 3, go ahead. What's on your mind? Sex, of course.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Let me tell you, I go home, you know, once a week, twice a week. I say, hey, babe, you know, how you feeling today? You want to, you know, I'm not in the mood. And I'm like...
Wait. What do you mean you go home once a week? You don't live with your wife?
I go home once a week and tell her, you know, hey, let's, you know, let's do something, you know? And right away, I'm not in the mood. And I'm like, you know, it's amazing that you could be not in the mood every time I ask. You know?
Well, now, wait. How many years have you been married?
We're going on 3 years married.
Just a little too early for that behavior.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know? 3 years already. If it happens in 3 years, it's a bad prognosis. The doctor says it's cancer of the marriage.
I hope not, you know?
No, you got to have at least a 7 year run of a good sex.
Oh, we had it, yeah. But then I guess after a while, you know. I don't know.
What does she say? She's not interested at all, or she's not interested, I don't want to be interested with you or in general?
No, just, you know, in general, not with me, you know, she doesn't have sex.
Well, let me ask you something. Is she healthy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What is she doing with her drive?
I think that's what has a lot to do with it, you know. She doesn't really, you know, she doesn't do anything to help that, you know. I told her, you know, maybe you should try, you know, pleasing yourself once in a while.
Ooh.
And she's like, why?
Is she a Bible freak? I mean, does she sit and read the Bible day and night while you're asking her for sex?
No, nothing like that.
I mean, I'm nothing against reading the Bible. I do it myself, but the thing is, so it's not a holy roller. She just has no desire for intercourse with you.
I don't know, but sometimes...
Well, wait, what about affection? What about affection? Does she let you hug her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, hold on. We're on a road to recovery here. So when you go home, what do you say? You want sex or do you hug her or something? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, you know, I tried it today, you know, and then...
That's your idea of foreplay? How was work today?
Well, that's not, you know, exactly what I do, but, you know, it's along the lines, you know.
Oh, no, seriously, now, do you give her any warmth? You actually hold her?
Definitely.
You know.
Every night.
Well, this is very bad, Mike. So you're thinking of doing what? Leaving her?
You know.
Oh, well, now you're changing the picture. You're married 3, but you're together 10.
Yeah, well, you asked me how long we were married, so.
All right, so the first 7 years when you were not married, you were still having sex.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, like dogs, you know. That's why I don't understand. Oh,
now you're talking.
All of a sudden, you know.
Now you're talking. So are you politically a conservative or a prog?
To be honest with you, I would never anything until I started listening to you. And once I started listening to you, I turned into a conservative. You know, I never knew what I really wanted to be.
So you helped. So you're one of the people who helped elect Trump?
Yes, I am, yes.
Well, I wish I could give you a copy of Trump's War, but it's not ready. Instead, I'm going to give you a consolation prize, which, I don't know, maybe it'll bring you closer to your girlfriend, but she's probably a prog, right?
Yeah, she's...
Well, no, I'm not giving it to you then. Wait, I'm not giving you scorched earth. It'll drive her away altogether. Let me give you a copy of my dog book, Teddy and Me. Talk about puppies with her. Maybe that'll turn the corner for you, Mike. Stay in the... WFTL, let's go down to Florida. The land of sunshine and Mai Tais or whatever. Thank God the weather changed from the summer to the winter there. Now they need a fireplace in Florida. One of my favorite stations, WFTL. Marvin, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Your caller, Mike, I have a solution for him. I'm an older person, and both my wife and I are in advanced years, and we don't have the desire... that we had when we were younger, because that's how nature is. But you can cure some of that. I buy pornographic videos. Now, you're against pornography, but it can be used in a good way.
You still go to a porn store for videos? You don't get it online?
No. I just get videos and I put them on the...
What do you still... You have a VCR? You still play them on a VCR?
On a VCR. And it comes on our television.
Wow.
And that...
What, that turns the two of you on? The two of you watch it and get turned on?
Yes. Yes, we do. And that's the only way I can keep my wife...
Well, why don't you go for an upgrade and learn how to download it on the Internet? You don't have to go to a store after that. You don't have to see the slimy porn seller.
Well,
I'm not joking. If it keeps your marriage alive, she likes porno as well as you and you... What are you, in your 70s?
No. I'm 90.
Whoa!
Yeah, and I still have a body that works.
Wait, hold it. This is a family show. We're not interested in the exact details.
No, well, I have a body that works.
No, but you're 90 and you still go to porn stores. That's a There's a porn store in Florida?
Well, yes. It's up in...
Who owns it? Some guy from New York named Marvin? With big eyeglasses, whose brother works for the ACLU in Tallahassee?
No.
But would you define yourself politically conservative or liberal?
I'm very conservative. We stayed up until 3:30 in the morning, the night that Donald Trump was elected president.
So you're saying porn works for you in your 90s. What can you do?
My wife wouldn't go to the porn store. I do.
But listen, do you have anyone younger in your family who could show you how to get Internet downloads?
Oh, sure. All my great...
What, are you going to ask your daughter how to get porno on your computer? You can't do that.
No, well, I have a site, but I like putting on the video.
Oh, you like hearing it click in? There's like a feedback mechanism.
Yeah, and when it comes to stuff...
Well, what if the VCR breaks? You're out of business. Yeah, what if the VCR, goes on a fritz for the night? You're dead in the water.
Well, then I have a porn site that I don't care...
Oh, so you're ready in the modern age. You got a backup.
Yeah. But anyway,
all right. Well, look, if it wasn't a family show, I would ask you further questions about your likes in that area, but I'm not going to. And since I do not write pornography, I cannot send you a free book. So, sayonara, Buster. Thanks for calling. That was a funny call. I know he's like, why is he doing it when there's so many important things to talk about? Like what? What do you want me to talk about? The border wars, Syrian refugees? I'm not going to do it. This is far more fun to me. See what I'm saying? Get used to it, because I'm going to go where the callers want to go today. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is amazing that people want to talk about. Never forget, this is a talk show. This is not just a political sounding board or a, you know, what should I do? I mean, what do people really want to talk about? I bring up political topics. I bring up sex just as a side note. And now people want to talk about sex. Why? Because it's on everyone's mind. It's like people say they're an atheist. They're thinking about God. That's what they say. Right? Guy says, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. That means you've been thinking about God. The only person says, I'm not thinking about sex ever. They're thinking about sex all the time by not thinking about it. They're saying, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about it. I don't want to think about it. It doesn't matter to me. So you're obsessed with it anyway. It's a drive in a person until you get sick. And then if pain overtakes you, that's the only time you stop thinking about sex, basically. Men, I know it's true in men. I know guys, though, in 30, they were old men already. I've known guys in their 30s that stop thinking about it. There's a life force. Here's a guy calls at 90. He's still doing the sex thing with his wife, he called, watching porn. I'm not going to sit in value judgment of that man, should you? The point I'm making is he still has a strong life force. Sex is a life force. Right? Now, you can channel it. You can turn it into something else. That is true. That's something you have to learn to do to survive in the world. Otherwise, you're not much different than an animal in many ways. The animal can't channel. The animal walks down the street. He sniffs a leaf. He sniffs this or that. He smells a female. She smells. And that's what they're driven by, what they smell. We're supposed to be higher than, that's what we're called, higher animals, right? Take a look at the rock and rollers. Take a look at the bling jobs. They're higher than animal. An animal, yeah. Don't get me started. But we're talking about other stuff as well. Let's talk to Linda. Here's a woman about the sex thing. No, let's go to Denise and KSFO, the land of libertarianism, libertinism. Denise on KSFO, you're calling about what topic, sex?
Yes, I am, and I kind of beg to differ on the drive thing because, and being a woman, I can go downtown right now and get it anytime I want. Anytime I want it, I can get it.
And well, why do you mean go downtown? What's downtown?
Well, men, women, other people, you know.
What do you mean, like you go to a bar and you pick up a guy?
Well, yeah, if I wanted to.
But what are you saying, you could go downtown? I don't understand what the point of your call is.
Hmm?
You're saying you do go downtown or you could go downtown?
If I wanted to. It's just not a priority on my list.
All right, so what are you saying then? Women don't have as strong a sex drive as men?
Oh, they do, but they can relieve it a lot easier than men can, you know.
All right, so you're saying you self-pleasure is what you're saying, yes or no?
Repeat?
You pleasure yourself, is that what you're saying?
Well, I could do that too, and so can men, but the thing is that women are able to go out and grab it anytime they want to. They have the upper hand in that respect.
Well, that is true. The woman, in a civilized society, the woman always has control over that situation. There's no question about it.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. And
if you're from Syria, in Germany, the opposite is true. If you're an animal that Merkel brought in, what you do is you go rape a German girl and the government defends you.
Or lady.
Isn't it nice how the libs are bringing them into every small town that they can pack them into in America, bringing in these thugs from the third world, these useless people who will never work? Unbelievable to me. But you see, I'm trying to avoid that topic right now. Are you a regular listener to this show in San Francisco, Denise?
Yes, but?
Are you a regular listener to this show?
I listen to you every day. I listen to you.
So are you upset that I'm talking about topics other than politics right now?
Well, I like the one that you did on the silent treatment. You did that last year, and it was the most. It just.
Oh, you heard that? What, when someone gives you the silent treatment, what it does to you?
Treatment.
The worst thing you could do to a person is a silent treatment. My father did it to me. May he rest in heaven. When he got mad at me, he wouldn't talk to me for days. He'd give me the old Russian treatment, the worst thing you do to a child. I'd rather he hit me. Ask children who were beaten by their parents or slapped. They'd rather be slapped than ignored or not talked to. I'd go up to say, Dad, what did I do? And he'd go like this with the finger over the mouth. Shh. He'd give me the silent treatment. You talk about cruel and inhuman punishment is worse than the gas chamber would be less than what he did to me. Why, who gives you the silent treatment?
Join
the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
France is overrun by Muslim terrorists, and the cowards in the French Parliament, instead of banning the importation of Muslim murderers, they banned spanking kids. The French Parliament has passed a formal ban on spanking children. Can you believe this? Unbelievable to me. All of these pacifist, liberal, stupid laws. I never spanked my kids, by the way. I don't think you need to spank them in order to be a good parent. But to outlaw spanking kids? Why don't you spank the politicians instead? Publicly spank them. Pull their pants down and spank them in public. Maybe they'll get the message to stop destroying your country, that's all. In February 2015, Pope Francis expressed his approval of parents who spank their kids, as long as it was carried out with respect for their dignity. The Pope's words drew reactions, both negative and positive. All right, you know what? I could care less. I never spank my kids. You don't have to. There's other things you can do. What are we talking about? Where's the woman who has the sex problem? Ah. Gigi on WFTL, line 8. What's on your mind, Gigi?
Hi, Michael. How are you? I just wanted to say that I am, it's for me, it's on the reverse. I want it all the time. My husband says I'm kind of a sex addict. I'm actually not. I have a really healthy sex drive. But he doesn't want it unless he smokes pot, which I'm totally against, because that's the only thing that gives him, you know, I don't know, an erection, I guess, and makes him feel relaxed enough to do it. So, if there was
so what? If he smokes pot, he gets turned on and you get turned off?
Yes, I totally turn, because I'm against pot. I'm not a pot smoker.
But even the smell itself probably gets you sick.
Yeah.
I hate the smell. If there's a pot addict in the streets, I get sick smelling the garbage in the street.
So how do I go about that, Savage? Because I'm not...
Well, you're asking me for the solution to your marital problem? Well, let's start from the top. You're asking a real question. How many years are you married?
We've been together 3 years, and we have a one-and-a-half-year-old baby.
Oh, so you're married with a child, so you want to fix this marriage, right?
Yes, because we cannot go out... I mean, come on. A marriage without sex...
No, the marriage without sex is not going to last. It's like a day without sunshine.
Yeah.
So, and you live in Florida where there's plenty of sun, but no sex, so you have a real problem.
It is a real problem. I do live in Palm Beach, which is beautiful, and I just... So, Donald...
Well, what, you walk around fine. All the time, you're in pain because you want physical and you can't get it?
Yes, and I mean, if it was up to me, I would have sex every day, but I understand that not everybody wants it every day, but at least three times...
Is he fat? Is he overweight? Is he physically unfit, or is he healthy?
Oh, he's extremely freaking handsome. He's hot. And he's 10 years younger than I am, so...
I don't like the picture already. There's something wrong with the picture. He's 10 years younger, he's very fit, and he doesn't want to have sex with you unless he gets stoned.
Yep.
Is there something else going on that you think, Gigi?
I don't know. He may be dealing with depression or anxiety. I don't know if there is an underlying issue there, but I'm telling you, Michael, the pot thing is a constant argument because...
Well, does he smoke pot all the time? Never mind just when he wants to get sex, have sex. Does he smoke it continually in the house?
Not all the time. Every once in a while, and if he wants to have sex, he needs to have it.
All right, so what's the big deal for you? Can't you compromise and let him smoke a joint? Can he go smoke it near an open window and come back in, or is it on his breath and you get sick?
But as a woman, I may be wrong, but I feel...
Oh, in other words, you don't want to think he needs to have an artificial stimulant to want you, is what you're saying, correct?
Yes. I wouldn't mind if he was in his 60s and needs Viagra. I would totally be open for it. But we're too young. I mean, I don't know. I feel like this. It's almost...
No, you're raising an interesting point. In other words, it's an insult to you that he needs an artificial crutch to want you.
Yes. And we're both very good-looking people. I mean, I want to be humble, but I'm being honest. We're very... Both of us, very good...
What are you, like a hot Latina?
I'm an Argentinian, yes. Half Italian.
Oh, hot-blooded South American woman. Got this problem? This is not going to last too long, I can tell already. I can tell this is not going to go on too long.
No, but trust me, I'm super loyal, Michael. I am...
No, I understand that. You're not going to go cheat on him, I get that. So something's got to come here. Push is going to come to shove, you're going to do something.
Yes,
can't...
true.
Okay, so you're stubborn... You're stubborn. You don't want to think that he needs to smoke a joint to want, you know, to have sex with you, but you want sex with him. Can't you let him get high without it you know, can't you overcome that?
Well,
how would it hurt you to let him do that a few times?
But Michael, do you think it's healthy that he needs pot, or do you think it's a mental thing, addiction, more than... Do you really think that it makes...
I don't know the man, but I suspect he has some performance anxiety issues, and I think that the marijuana relaxes this guy, and he's a little afraid of sex with you. No, I'm just saying it like it is, but when he smokes a joint, he doesn't fear you as much.
Okay, yes.
Gigi, I'm saying something that could be way off the mark here. I don't know you two. But it's just radio advice, and take it for what it's worth. I think that there's an issue of a fear here that he's overcoming with a self-sedation with marijuana.
No.
So why don't you just let him smoke a joint, you know, in a bedroom before you go in there?
Okay.
No, is there something wrong with that idea? That way you both get what you want.
But do you realize that if I want to do it 5-6 times a week, that means he has to smoke 5-6 times a week?
So let him smoke it 5-6 times a week. Why don't you try it for a week and see if you feel better? I mean, maybe you'll say to yourself, it's worth the compromise. What's the big deal?
Okay.
Is there a reason you don't want him to smoke pot other than it's a horrible, addictive drug? What's the other reason?
I just think that pot keeps you in the cloud. I've seen it with other friends. I mean,
it does. It ruins your mind. I know that. It absolutely is a devastating drug. People don't understand it. But let's put that aside. We're only talking about sex between you and your husband. That's all we're talking about. If that is what he needs to be able to, let's say, perform, so compromise with him, Gigi.
Okay. I mean, I love him. He's freaking smart. If it wasn't for him, I would have never found you. He's very, very
wise. Oh, wait a minute. Are you telling me he's listening to me somewhere in a car while you're talking to me on the radio in the house?
He's probably listening. Who cares?
Oh, my God. Well, I hope I bring you together, Gigi.
Yes, you did. You actually...
I'll tell you what. Okay, I'm giving you the doctor's advice. Let him smoke pot. Try it that way for a week. Take 2 aspirin on Saturday and give me a call on Monday.
Promise I will. Can I help?
All right. You got a good sense of humor. Thank you. No, this is a lot of gutsy woman to even call it in. But she's backed up against the wall. It's her ethics, let's say, about marijuana and also her pride. But that's like a woman saying, I don't want to sleep with a guy even though I love him because... Right? That's like a fake thing, right? But if you're committed to the person, so go with the fake. I mean, you know, half a measure is better than none. What do you want here? Viagra is an interesting drug. I should talk about it medically for a minute. I met the doctor 12 years ago who actually developed the drug in a clinical trial by accident. He was looking for a drug that was supposed to be a vasodilator for a heart condition, and they stumbled upon the fact that it had secondary effects. I mean, that's the story of the development of Viagra. It was an accident. So he knows an awful lot about it, but he said to me that Viagra is a performance anxiety drug. Did you know that? And the thing about those drugs is they don't work unless the man desires the woman. Did you know that as well? You know, guys could take that and still not be able to perform. You have to have the desire with the woman, I was told, for it to work. It's also a psychological factor. Did you know that? I don't know how safe these drugs are, incidentally. I have my doubts about the long-term safety effects of Viagra, Levitra, the other one. What's that other one that a lot of guys use? Cialis? Who is Alice, by the way? Everyone sees Alice. Who in the world doesn't think that by lowering your blood pressure so drastically and so quickly, it does not have negative physiological effects upon you in the short, medium term? In the short term, okay, you're happy. You look like you're 18 again. But what effect does it have upon you? You know, your vision goes. Usually people get they turn red, their face is red. That's an interesting thing. Guy goes out with a girl in a restaurant, let's say, and he sneakily has like one of the drugs with him. She doesn't know if she's going to want him, and he gets the implication that she will go home with him, even if they're dating, if she wants to have him. So he sneaks the pill in while they're eating, because it takes a half an hour to an hour, sometimes more. If you're eating, it slows it down anyway, by the way. Then his face turns red as a beet. So what does he say to the woman? She says, honey, your face is turning red. He has to lie to her. You're going to say, I took Cialis because you said you wanted to have sex? He says, it must be the spices. I'm breaking out. So I suggest doing it in a Mexican restaurant so you can get away with that lie. So you guys are listening. The young guys are learning from the old guy. I can see they're shaking their head inside the studio. They're learning all the tricks now. Look. Don't ask me to now talk about Trump and Obama, and I can't do it right now. I'm not interested. I gave you ready. I gave you the Hollywood idiots of the day. I was going to read from the God, but I have such heavy stuff, I don't want to get to it. I was studying the Russian Air Force. Are you crazy? I'm going to go from sex to the Russian military. I was going to do that. I was going to talk about bears. Well, no, that's sexual. Blackjacks and backfires. That could be mistaken for a sex talker. But I'm not. I mean, I was talking about manned bombers in the Russian Air Force and how they got to practice their runs in Syria. But I don't think you're interested in a Tu-22M3 or anything like that. I think you'd rather talk about Cialis than about the Russian bomber fleet. The Tu-160s. You know, we just averted a war with Russia because of the psychotic in the White House. They moved them out already. I saw the moving truck over the weekend on TV. They're moving all that stuff. They should take the walls and the floors with them and the drapes because something tells me Mrs. Trump is going to redecorate. Because if you look at Trump Tower, you think she's going to want to move in a house that George Washington lived in? Maybe it's renovated a couple of times. It looks like a dump to me, most of the rooms. Moldy. You get like a mold attack in the White House. They need to gut it down to the studs. Probably black mold inside the in the beams, in the studs. Imagine if they redo it in some garish fashion with, like, marble, and he changes the facade to a marble facade. What would happen? And he puts a big T on top of the White House. That would be so amazing. It's a dump. They really want to start making a new White House altogether. Start from. It's cheaper, I know, from contractors to build from scratch than to a renovate. Renovation is very costly. What is wrong with that idea? Why must they live in the White House? It's so antiquated. What other world leader lives in a dump like that? Okay, the antiques are nice. I would make a bid on some of the paintings, the statues in there, maybe a couple of tapestries. But it's a dump. Okay, you got the electronics on the roof. You could save that for the new building. I think Trump should consider running the country out of Trump Tower in Mar-a-Lago, and they should raise the White House and build a new one. Something like in our century, instead of the big deal, the White House. What's the whole thing with Jefferson was there? Al Sharpton slept there. I mean, why would you even want to keep a place like that with what this guy just had there in the White House? Let me not go into details. If you ever saw the movies of what went on in that White House over the last 8 years, you also would call for raising it. And not talking about a raising in the sun either. So, I'm just saying, I could do politics. It's all interconnected. There's some sexual element in everything that I say when you think about it. If you actually analyze it from a Freudian point of view, nothing that a man says lacks a sexual component. Even his voice contains a certain sexual component, when you think about that too. No, I mean, I'm being leveling with you. One of my appeals happens to be the gift that God gave me in my voice, okay? That's the truth. So, okay, so you could say there's an alpha male element to the voice and people like it, they relate to it. It's called a command voice. If you have a loud voice, it can get you into a lot of trouble, as I've said to you before, but it also can lead people, which is nice. You can do a good talk show with it. But where does the command voice come from but an abundance of testosterone? This does not mean that there are not men with high-pitched voices who can, you know, knock me around the room. I know. I met them. I met guys with squeaky, womanly voices who were like Adonis people. I'm not saying it's a given. But if you sound like Frito, you pretty much know what you're going to get. If you get a Frito guy, you know what's coming. It's like Frito's in the bed. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
It is. The liberals are panicking. You know that. The liberals are in a total panic. The idiot Hollywood idiots, the potheads, the druggies are all screaming that Trump's no good. They're terrified. These are the same morons who pretended they were anti-war, who were supporting Obama in his hatred for Russia and Putin. I went on the air last Friday, and I gave a speech that was heard around the world. If you missed it, I said, this message is for the Russian people. I wish we had that. It's a very important tape. You say, well, they didn't hear you. You don't think you're so important. They hear me. I said, I speak for millions of American people. We do not hate the Russian people. We like the Russian people. We like Vladimir Putin. We do not want war. Only the warmongers like Obama and McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are tied into the contractors who build weaponry, want war. I gave it on Friday, so we missed the war with Russia. There's a poster I put up on michaelsavage.com. You must see it. This was Hermann Göring, one of the chief Nazis, during the Nuremberg trials in 1946, and he said, "Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That is understood. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked. It works the same way." And then he came, like in the Führerbunker, trying to stir up a war with Russia, trying to bring the house down as that lout went out the door. And he's still there. He's still very dangerous. He's telling us we're being attacked by Russia to do what? Why would you not see how evil this weasel is? We discussed the Hollywood idiots. We talked about neocon ventriloquists. We talked about sex. We talked about a lot of things. This is the Savage Nation. Nowhere else can you find this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Yeah, I'm alive. Of course I'm alive. Wouldn't be here if I wasn't alive. Welcome to the Savage Nation, hour number 3 for the year 2017. I'm not going to talk about Trump now. We did it already. That's all. I'm not going to talk about this and that and that. Somehow I stumbled upon sex, and that's all anyone's calling about. So you say, oh, that's boring. That's not conservative. What, conservatives don't have sex? Where'd you read what? In the Constitution says conservatives are rigid people who do not have sex. They're not allowed to talk about it. What idiocy? That's a liberal thing to do is talk about sex. Is it really? I think you'd be quite surprised to find out that it transcends all political orientation. And that's what people are calling about. And I'm going to take some good calls right now. Warren on WABC is a doctor who's calling about your sex drive. Even those of you who say we shouldn't be talking about sex, because you don't get any. Listen to Warren. Line 7. Go ahead, Warren.
So as a physician, I can tell you that the one ingredient missing in as we get a little older for women as they approach menopause and men as they approach andropause, which is around the same age, bioidentical hormone replacement can not just help with one's sex life, but also maintain one's vitality and enjoyment of life.
Now, what do you mean by bioidentical hormone? You're talking about testosterone in men?
Testosterone for men and estrogen and progesterone for women.
All right, look, doctor, you're a man of science, so I really want to have this discussion. I have a friend, I'm not going to mention his name, who is taking a regular dose of Cialis, a low dose. He's given to him by a doctor, 5 milligrams every day. And he said he feels like a young man. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't have an outlet for it, but he loves feeling like a young man. But all jokes aside, isn't it true that nature sets it up so that as we get older, in a man, testosterone levels are supposed to go down?
They do go down, but that's, I guess I would say from a bioevolutionary standpoint, maybe we weren't expected to live this long, but there is no medical reason for it to go down.
Let's talk medicine and science. Years ago when I studied this, and I mean study it meaning reading the literature, that's all. I'm not a scientist who goes in a laboratory. I was reading that if you keep hitting the testosterone, you increase your risk of cancer. What do the latest studies say?
So the latest studies say that testosterone replacement is not associated. The one cancer that would be most concerning for people is prostate cancer, and that there's no causative effect the causal relationship between testosterone and prostate cancer. And, but on the other hand, the studies also show that by taking testosterone replacement, one's life expectancy increases, the heart health increases, strength increases, and even decreased risk of dementia. So it's really...
So you're saying there's a lot of good arguments and good science for a man to take testosterone?
Yes, and that's with... And it is, it's been very well studied. I would say that the mainstream medical community has not embraced the studies, but there is so much literature out there.
So is this what you do as a doctor? I mean, this is the field you're in?
It's one of the fields. I do, I do regenerative treatments, and using, working with hormone replacement helps increase the success of the regenerative treatments actually working.
All right, so let's talk about testosterone for a moment. Isn't it true that certain foods actually promote the natural production of testosterone in men?
There are some foods that promote natural hormones in both men and women, but not at the levels that...
No, I hear you 100%. Obviously, the drugs would be stronger. As an expert in the field, which foods promote testosterone production in men?
The foods that would promote it could be the root vegetables, but again, it's really...
potatoes? I'm eating a sweet potato.
Potatoes are good for natural hormone production, but...
I always knew it. I always loved French fries. I'm joking.
But again,
What about the bit? Like, a lot of Italians like to eat shellfish, for example. We know shellfish is rich in zinc, even though some of the shellfish is, you know, a little polluted in some way. Let's put that aside. There's a myth in the Italian in the community that clams and mussels and all of that stuff promotes the male sex drive and his performance. And if you study it, they're rich in zinc, isn't it?
That part is a fact, is in terms of the performance enhancement by taking them. That's more, I don't want to say myth, but if you believe it works, it could work.
Well, I'll give you another example. The Italians have an interesting thing, squid ink spaghetti. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, the black pasta.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I eat it an awful lot, and it drives me crazy. I went to, I'll tell you another funny story. The other night, my Chinese friend took me to a very secret Chinese restaurant. I mentioned it in the last hour. In my first time in my whole life, a Chinese restaurant had dim sum with black, black ink wrappers around it. Now, there's normally it's a wheat, right? Just a wheat that's a normal wheat colored. This was squid ink. I don't know what you call it, like a ravioli with a squid ink shell. Can you believe that? So there must be some medical reason for that.
It could be, but I could tell you that the bioidentical cream would work much better.
Oh, it's a cream?
There are different ways. There's creams, there's under the tongue, there's even injections. But the cream is the best way to start, if that's feasible for someone.
And what happens to the man who takes this stuff? What happens right away? I mean, what, does he start to feel like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed again?
It could be right away, or it could be it's something that you would gradually increase the levels, so you get gradually improved energy, feeling hopefully channeling it into a desire to work out more, so to get more physically fit, and also increase libido, absolutely.
How old a man are you?
I am 52.
Do you take this stuff?
Yes.
All right, I'm not prying. You married?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sure your wife's a happy woman as a result. What does a woman do for the same result?
A woman would take also bioidentical hormones, estrogen and progesterone.
What about the earlier studies which showed, and this was a big thing in the 70s and 80s, that estrogen replacement therapy was causally related to increases in cancers?
Unfortunately, those studies that established that were with what I would not call bioidentical hormones. Those were synthetic hormones. The two hormones that were most commonly studied and the ones that gave it a bad name was actually around 12 years ago in 2004. Was a study that looked at what's called Premarin, which is horse-derived estrogen, and another that looked at a synthetic progesterone. But actually, natural progesterone.
Where do you derive natural progesterone from?
It's producible in a laboratory.
You synthesize a natural product, is what you're saying? You have precursors that will produce a natural estrogen?
Yeah, you're taking the same product that a woman would be taking the same product she was producing during her active reproductive years.
Where does it come from? Where do these starter compounds come from?
They are derived. There are certain basic hormones that are available that all the others can be produced from.
Look, I'm not arguing. Look, it's a field I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say, well, I don't trust it. I'm not going to, accept what you're saying. But I accept your opinion. I think you're calling out of great sincerity here.
Yeah. So as far as the
There's a bigger sociological question, Warren.
Yes.
Do we really want a lot of old men running around with gigantic sex drives?
Well, I think that what we want is both men and women living their years in a very, I don't want to say just oozing with sex, but basically having vitality and enjoying life. And
you heard me say that I talked about politics today and this and that, and it went to the sex thing, and that's all anyone wants to talk about, because I still allege it's on everyone's mind one way or the other. Even if they say it's not in their mind, it's because they're driving it away from their mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as a physician, I don't like to put my political views out there, but this is something medical, so that's why I felt compelled to call.
So, okay, I won't ask you about politics. That's a whole separate story, and I don't think we're talking about conservative, liberal, progressive, this and that. Doesn't matter. Everyone has the same issues at the end of the day, which is that they want to retain their vitality and they want to feel strong, no matter what they are, even, conservative, liberal. What does it matter? A man wants to still feel like a man at 60, doesn't he?
Right. This is something that can benefit both liberals and conservatives.
Well, I wish that you only could talk to conservatives about it. The last thing we need are a bunch of randy progressives running around America now.
Well, maybe it would distract.
Is there some way to, like, put out a special C on the package for conservatives only?
Well, maybe if liberals took
it. Maybe you and I ought to develop a product, which is a testosterone for conservatives, a special formula. I'm joking. Very funny. Doctor, you're a good sport. You sound like you're very knowledgeable. Where is your practice, in New York?
My practice is actually in Ridgewood at the Regenerative Healing Center.
What's the name of it?
Ridgewood at the Ridgewood, New Jersey at the Regenerative Healing Center.
Is that near the area where The Sopranos was filmed?
Not too far. Everywhere in Jersey has some of it.
I'm joking. Come on. You're a good sport. I thank you very much for calling the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Talk Radio 560, KSFO.
It is the fact that at the end of the day, I remember before I was on talk radio 25 years ago, I was in the field of nutrition and supplements. It was even longer than that. And I had a Saturday night radio show for a while, many years ago, 30 years ago. I can't believe it. And it was broadcast in New York for one company sponsored it. It was like once a week for an hour. It was a hugely popular show. Only on nutrition. And no matter what I would talk about, the call is called about two things only. Hair replacement and sex drive. That's all anyone really cared about. It's something people take to their graves. They want to look good and they want to, you know, they want to be functional. It's that simple. So, you know, you could say, you know, politics to this. It's great. I love it. I love following it. But, you know, at a certain point, how much can you say he won? We won the election. You understand we won. So now what's the challenge we have right now is to make sure that Trump is not steered to the left by the rhinos who are already trying to do it. In the middle of the night, the other night, they tried to pass an ethics reform bill, which would have gutted the ethics committee. Okay? But because Trump got angry at them, they withdrew it. So it just shows you the battle he has ahead, which is why I wrote Trump's War, which will be out in late February. I told you about it today. You know? Trump's War, Trump's War, Trump's War, Trump's War. Instant bestseller, I know it. The minute I conceived of the title, I knew it was going to do well. I understand that. I'm not desperate about it. It'll be a home run because everybody needs that book to remember what it is we elected him for. More importantly, it's for his team and for Congress, as well as for us to show it work. So we're not going to be browbeaten by Bruce Springsteen and a bunch of dumb actors. We want what we want, and we won. It doesn't matter. They lost. Now they better get used to it. We're near, we're here, we're everywhere. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. We're everywhere you look, we won. You don't run the game anymore. We do. Linda on WDRC in Connecticut. Love that station. What's on your mind, Linda?
Yeah, we're talking about sexuality and women and stuff. And I had been married about 10 or 12 years. I'm divorced now. But the husband says one morning over coffee, he says, when you go to see the OBGYN today, ask him why you don't want to have sex with me anymore. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And so the doctor, who is male, said, explain to your husband that women have sex with their brains and men have sex with their plumbing. So women need to have, like, peace of mind, everything set, whatever, feeling. Women have a certain being that they can't just come home with their greasy clothes and kick off their boots and jump in the bed. Zen, I guess you could call it, that they just need to have everything be in place in order to enjoy their partner's sex.
All right. I think that's well put. There's no point in making any wisecrack. I thank you for that call. Okay. Frank on WABC, the last sex call of the day. Fire away. You got 40 seconds.
Thanks, Dr. Savage, but I believe I owned a beauty parlor for years and years, for 25 years, and I had 25, 30 people working for me, and they would tell me, what do you think about this one? Should I marry her? Should I marry him? Should I marry? My advice was marry somebody with a good sense of humor, because the looks go, the sex goes, but if the sense of humor is there, and you know what I'm talking about, the sense of humor is there, you'll always make out.
Now, what kind of beauty parlor? What, for women or for men and women?
Yeah, Princess. It was on White Plains Road in Tom Parkway.
Well, you got the inside, man. Guy owns a beauty parlor. Were you married at the time?
Of course.
Well, I was wondering if you were just whatever. All right, Frank, I love that call. I'll be back. This is the Savage Nation. Nowhere else. Believe me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
I've been reading more and more about fats, and I've always known duck is an omega-6 rich food. And although you say high cholesterol, doesn't matter. The cholesterol's a myth. The whole cholesterol myth has to come to an end in this year so that you stop taking those dangerous anti-cholesterol drugs. They're killing most of America, most of the world. They're deadly, just deadly what it does to a human body. Poisons your liver. That's all. See, now we're getting the call. Because once I go to food, now you get the diehards calling about politics. They want me to stop talking about food. Why should I stop talking about food when it's the most essential part of our life? I'll give you an example. Some of you say sex is more important than food. I would argue to the opposite, because let's say you're a sex maniac. How many orgasms can you have a day? Think about that. You're limited, but food you could eat 3-4 times a day or more, with snacks 6 times a day. So it's more important. It I hate to use the word, but food trumps sex in that regard. It's actually true. Food is more important than sex when you actually think about it. But no, people don't realize that. They're obsessed with sex because it's such a strong drive. I'm not denying that. It's a very powerful drive. And I think it's more powerful in men. I was actually thinking about that last night. Women have a capacity. I don't know if I even want to talk about this. They'll take it in the wrong way. Women have a capacity to do without sex. They can take it, put it out of their minds for months at a time. Even if they want to be with a guy, they have a way of closing it off, locking it up, and throwing the key away. They can just turn it off and forget about it. Men can't do that. Men are like minks in heat all the time, constantly scurrying around. It's all they think about. From cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave, that's all a man thinks about. Most men, they can't control that. It's in their head. I don't know if it's a DNA thing or it's a product of the society we live in, the movies constantly pushing it or whatever. But women have a capacity to just, you know what I'm saying? I'm warming the audience up for the new year. I'm giving you food. I'm giving you sex. I've yet to talk about drugs and rock and roll. Well, we did rock and roll. So we did food set. Wait, we did food. We did sex. We did rock and roll. The only thing I haven't talked about yet is drugs. I'll get to that tomorrow. It's going to be a great 2017 for me. New book. Still working on the God book. You know, I have 17,000 words of the God book. I don't stop. It comes to me in the middle of the night. I learned a long time ago to channel what's in my brain onto the written page. It's a training. I can teach you about it another time for those of you who want to be a writer. There are many ways to do this. You can dictate what you're thinking, which is just the greatest thing in the world, is my iPad. That is the greatest revelation and change in my whole life in terms of productivity. I hit record. I get some ideas. I record 1, 2, 3 minutes, and then I stop, and then I email it to someone who types it for me. Can you believe this? I've never had anything like this. I mean, it's a good thing I didn't have it years ago. I would have even more manuscripts unpublished. So it's been well known amongst writers that just when you wake up, before you get out of bed, like when your mind is sort of in a quasi-conscious state, you sometimes get insights in that relaxed state that you don't get during your conscious day. That little quiet time, that's the best time to write down or to record what you're thinking, if you're writing a book or you want to write a book. I mean, even to record your ideas at that time, for your own sake, meaning for journalistic sake, meaning your own journal, will help you tap into your subconscious. Many of you are afraid of it. You know, people have criticized me many years ago. They're all dead now. They said to me, you're the only one I know who has a total channel between your subconscious and your conscious, and you're not crazy. How do you do it? Well, you got to learn to live with your inner self and not fear it. Whatever the goblin is down there, it's only imaginary anyway. So what are you worried about? You may as well tap into the real parts of you that you're afraid of. You know, you'll eat less. You'll obsess less. You'll use less drugs. Your ankles will be less swollen. Your mustache will grow. So when I come back, I'm going to read some of the stuff that I wrote. 2 pages about God. So what do you say? God spoke to me? See, some people think that inner voice is God. All right, that's their view. Now, Jimmy Carter used to believe that God spoke to him. That's from drinking the strychnine and biting the snake. But I don't drink strychnine, and I don't bite snakes or wave them over my head. How about my idea for the book, Trump's War, His Battle for America? Do you agree with me that he has a war on his hands? The wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. What do you think he will actually be able to do? You know, he's got a big job ahead of him. Who is he going to have to fight in order to get his agenda through? For one, he has to fight the Republican Party itself. The rhinos are standing in the way of everything he's trying to do. As the ethics thing last night, it shows you what they try to do. Trump faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties, and also from conservatives, meaning neoconservative ventriloquists, the progressive ideologues, the corporate interests, the military-industrial complex. He has to fight all of them, and that's why I wrote this book, in order to set his administration on the proper course. You'll say, well, why do you think he's going to read it? Why? I can guarantee you this book will be taken very seriously by those around him, because they know that it's the people who put him in power who are going to read this book, and they're going to lobby to make sure that he does build a wall, he does lower taxes, he does tariff China, he does deport illegal aliens, especially the prisoners. He guts Obamacare. He protects our guns. He rebuilds the military. He gets the progressive agenda out of schools. He supports religion. And he's got to do it with your help. You've got to lobby for it. Or he'll be a one-term lame duck president before he even begins. See, look, the fact of the matter is, if he goes back on all of his campaign promises, he's going to be a lame duck before he even starts. And we all wish him the best of luck, because I know that he's very conservative. I can see by what he's done already. But he's being pulled to the left. You get it? The fact of the matter is, Russia and the U.S. are at peace with each other, have been for a very long time. And I am speaking for a large number of American people today on this national radio program heard around the world on the Internet. And I want to say this. The American people, by the largest majority, do not want war with Russia. The largest majority of American people are sick of war, and they enjoy the peace that we have with Russia. We do not fear Putin. We do not think he is a combination of Hitler and Stalin. We do not want war with the Russian people. This is a message from the American people, because I am not controlled by the government in any way. This program is an independent program. It's the voice of one individual who has achieved great popularity over a 22-year career by speaking the simple truth. And the fact of the matter is, the simple truth is clear to all who will study it. Only the special interests want war with Russia. And those special interests include the gangster class of politicians who can only thrive when there is this dissension between people and dissension between nations. And so we, the American people, are speaking directly to you, the Russian people, if you're picking this up, whether in translation or by any other means. Know that most off the farm with his trying to gin up hatred for Putin, hatred for Russia, kicking out diplomats. This is how wars begin. Usually wars begin by expelling diplomats. Here is a man who has posed as a man of peace for all these years, and we've known the opposite is true about him. And yet we have neocon ventriloquists, as I call them, here in America, and frankly in the entire Western world, who would like to overthrow the Russian government as they overthrew Saddam Hussein, Muhammad Gaddafi, Viktor Yanukovych, Assad, who they tried to overthrow. And these neocon ventriloquists will not stop. They are angrier today than they have ever been, because their greatest design for the New World Order just came crashing down around them. First with the popular vote on Brexit in England, and now with the election of the businessman Trump in the United States of America. The neocon ventriloquists are desperate to retain their relevance. And the only way these neocon ventriloquists, and I would include John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and the others, they are all in the pocket of the defense contractors. You just take a look at their donors and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you will see how shallow they are. I should say how transparent it is to all of us that the special interests who profit from war are the only ones who want war. And apparently Obama is their man. And this goes across party line. This transcends party. The fact of the matter is, the liberals and the neocon ventriloquists are on the same exact side with wanting war with Russia. The machinery is in motion. I would not be surprised if I wake up tomorrow morning and find out that the surfing president has ordered the 82nd Airborne into Ukraine in order to provoke Russia once again. Because right now we read that Putin is laughing at Obama. They're writing that he's a political corpse. He's angry and shallow-brained. So they're not taking him seriously. What you have to understand is that he directs the most powerful military on earth, that is Obama. Although it's a depleted military, it's still the most powerful military on earth. And they will do exactly what he wants, whether it be directed to them from a surfboard or from the Pentagon itself. who may take time out from involving themselves in the transgender studies and making certain that transgender surgeries go forward as planned. They're still a very dangerous force. But we, the American people, I will repeat, do not want war with Russia. We love the Russian people. They're our natural allies against the greatest threat the planet has seen since Hitler, and that threat is Islamofascism. Putin is also our greatest ally in this war against the Islamofascists, which, by the way, is the subtext as to why the surfer hates him so much. You see, the surfer was backing, through third and fourth channels, the so-called good terrorists in Syria. Our terrorists in Syria, the rebels, the good rebels, were actually cousins of ISIS, if not ISIS themselves. It was very hard to tell a difference between the ISIS members and our good terrorists or good rebels there in Syria. And we were backing them with money. We were backing them with training. And then along came, and nobody can understand how a nation as powerful as this one, the United States, could not defeat a ragtag army in all these years. They have no air force. They have no navy. How could we not defeat them, we kept asking. Well, the answer is because we didn't want to defeat them. The fact is that they were sort of our Hessian army. And on their march, they would have helped overthrow Assad. And in so doing, they would have denied Putin a warm seaport and possibly have brought down Putin. That was the whole game plan. And then the unexpected happened. Putin stepped in and with his Russian Air Force started to bomb ISIS. The supply lines grew thin. The parades, the victory parades of their pickup trucks with the machine guns stopped. And eventually Mosul fell. Raqqa fell. Why? Because Russia stepped in. And Obama will never forgive Putin for having done this. This is all interconnected. We, the American people, know exactly what's going on. We know that the neocon ventriloquists, with their puppet in the White House, wants a limited war with Russia. It's good for business. Well, we, the American people, don't want any damn war. We've had enough wars to last the rest of our lives. And we can't wait until this scourge leaves the White House and goes on to what his reward will be, which will no doubt be his friends at the United Nations, who could not exist without troubles around the world. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.